This is the Bible News Prophecy Program, bringing you news and analysis of world events in the light of Bible prophecy. The following program is brought to you by the Continuing Church of God.
Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, can you tell me anything about the reports of rape in the UK and elsewhere in Europe?
Yes. Crime has been hitting the United Kingdom and other parts of Europe in the form of massive increases of rape of women by immigrants, often with Islamic ties. Here's a headline from 2 days ago. The rape gang crisis, how the UK betrayed its own people. The Rotherham rape gang scandal exposed a profound civilization betrayal at the heart of modern Britain. Between the late 1980s and 2013, approximately 1,400 white British girls, many as young as 11, from working-class families, were systematically groomed, gang-raped, trafficked, and subjected to unimaginable brutality in Rotherham, South Yorkshire. The perpetrators are overwhelmingly men of Pakistani Muslim heritage, operating in tightly organized grooming gangs. They preyed on vulnerable native girls using alcohol, drugs, and false promises of affection to lure them in before passing them around for repeated sexual violence that frequently involved extreme physical cruelty. The victims suffered pregnancies, forced abortions, miscarriages, and lifelong sexually transmitted diseases. To the abusers, these girls were nothing more than easy meat.
To say that's disgusting is to put it mildly. Is Rotherham the only place in Britain that this is occurring?
No. Getting back to the news report, it says it's not an isolated outbreak of crime, but a case of institutional complicity. They say that officers dismiss traumatized schoolgirls while senior officials prioritize, quote, community relations and suppressed reports that highlighted organized South Asian grooming networks, all to avoid the accusation of racism. Whistleblowers were intimidated, marginalized, or silenced. In the end, political correctness and bureaucratic self-preservation mattered more than the safety of native children. The same disturbing pattern repeated across dozens of other towns. The rape gang report, published by Restore Britain MP Rupert Lowe, estimates that at least 250,000 mainly white British girls have been victimized nationwide since the 1950s. Time and again, authorities across the country turned a blind eye, paralyzed by their fear of offending immigrant communities. For decades, this has been going on. The same corrosive practice is now visible across much of Western Europe. This article concludes, can any democracy claim legitimacy after repeated ideological betrayals of its working class children? Will Britain ever allow honest public discussion of ethnicity and crime without resorting to censorship? So that's what that article said. You know, now some have questioned the 250,000 number, but the fact is that raping by migrants is a horrendous problem.
Just to be clear, Dr. Teal, is this happening mostly to working-class children?
Yeah, basically that's the case. Some of the elites were probably affected, but yeah, it was for the working class mostly, yes.
Will anyone in Britain be brought to answer for their deeds?
Well, some are calling for it. Now, here's another report. It says after this low releases a gang inquiry report, Elon Musk, founder of Tesla, SpaceX, etc., the richest man in the world, agreed with calls for Nuremberg-style trials for perpetrators and those who enabled the heinous acts. So I'm going to read something from the actual report. The incidents of criminal activities listed in this report are drawn from court records, official and unofficial inquiries across the country, and witness testimony provided to the inquiry. They confirm that this was never a series of isolated local failures. It was a coordinated nationwide pattern of organized child sexual exploitation that was repeated in town after town, city after city from the far north to the south coast. The same ethnic and religious profile of the perpetrators was documented through almost all the witnesses who were contacted. I'm out of the report, but the article says the grooming gangs also are operating in other countries, including France on a massive scale, but such cases are also rising in Germany. Remarkably, it says, Elon Musk calls for a Nuremberg-style trial just so happened to coincide with reports that in the city of Nuremberg itself, there are grooming gangs operating, targeting underage German girls. In a distressing scene that echoes the findings of the UK rape gang inquiry report, German leftists laughed in Parliament when the AfD party leader, Alice Weidel, described young German victims being systematically raped by foreign men in Nuremberg just earlier this month. Says the same mentality that allowed for the rapes of tens of thousands of British girls is also present across Europe and is embedded in the heart of European institutions. You know, what's been happening is terrible. Now, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 58, verse 1, that we are to cry aloud, spare not, lift up our voice like a trumpet, tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. And that's what we're doing here with this, what we're doing now. The Bible also tells us in Ezekiel 9:4 that God's people should sigh and cry over all the abominations that are done in it. And that's why we're pointing it out.
Is anyone else doing that?
Yes. But oddly, there's a woman in France. She was arrested for pointing out some of this was happening. She actually wants people to help her because she's subject to a fine and going to jail. Why? She says, quote, says, I might be sentenced to unsuspended prison for daring to say on French TV that the main danger to women in France comes from Black African and Arab immigrant men, even though I was defending a woman who herself was raped by a Central African man in the courtyard of her apartment in Paris. Having myself survived an attempted rape by a Tunisian migrant 4 years ago, I could not remain silent. But for having spoken these words on the television set, the prosecutor has sought a prison sentence against me. This is a repression faced by people in France who speak the truth out loud. But thanks to media pressure, the justice system may back down before trying to send me to prison instead of our attackers. So that was that report. You know, it's just terrible. She was attacked by a potential rapist from Tunisia herself. And by pointing this out, you know, they shouldn't be discouraging that. They're even criminalizing it.
Does the Bible have anything to say about rapists?
Yeah. The biblical penalty for a man forcing a woman to have sex, which is what rape is death, according to Deuteronomy 22, verse 25. Furthermore, you know, just the fear of rape can be terrifying. The old Plain Truth magazine in the 1970s put on articles that, you know, any female can be a victim of rape. Lack of sexual attraction is not a protection. Very young women, women who are pregnant, women in their 70s, 80s, have all been victims. It can happen almost anywhere, every time. It says the crime of rape is unique among violent crimes. Its victims are female. Its physical, social, and mental ramifications are often severe and long-lasting. There's a possibility of venereal disease, so pregnancy, coupled with embarrassment and fear of rejection by people's husbands, their family, or their friends.
But rapists are brought to justice in the USA, right?
Sometimes. A lot of times, no. And the same article writer, Plain Truth, says one of the problems is when women report it, they are often persecuted, they're the one, they're blamed for it, et cetera, and they're not taken seriously. And, you know, that's a reality. Sadly, though, there's another reality. And that is that in 2 Timothy 3, we read that lying was to increase in the last days. And a lot of women have borne false witness and falsely claimed rape. So that's one of the reasons it makes it more difficult to deal with it. But that said, if a woman is raped, she should immediately seek medical attention, report it to the police. Most women also need counseling. Now, not only was increased lying prophesied for these last days. Increasing rapes seem to have been prophesied for those who turn away from biblical morality. I want to go to the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. It says in verse 15, it comes to pass, if you don't obey the voice of the Lord your God, to carefully observe all his commandments and statutes, all these curses will come upon you. Curse shall be in the city, curse in the country. Verse 30, you shall betroth a wife, but another man shall lie with her. That is a prophecy of rape. And then verse 43 says, the alien who's among you will rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. So if you consider migrant rapes in the UK, France, etc., it seems like this is prophesied. Because of corruption, terrorism is supposed to increase. It says in Deuteronomy 32, verse 5, they've corrupted themselves. They're not as children because of their blemish. They're a perverse and crooked generation. Verse 25 says, because of that, there shall be terror within. We're seeing terror within the nation of the UK as well as other places. These rapists are terrorizing many lands. They don't love their neighbor. And the further that the UK and USA move away from biblical morality, more violence, including rape, we're going to see.
Were there any other scriptures that relate to this?
Yeah. For example, in Romans 1, starting verse 28, it says that because those who didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, violent, proud, boasters, unmerciful. Okay. Amongst other things, that sounds like rapists. So we'll go to verse 32. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only those who do the same, but those who approve of those who practice them. Well, that's the condemnation against government officials who are covering up rapists. In 2 Timothy 3, we read that in the last days, perilous times are going to come. And I'm going to read some of the things that specifically apply to rapists on that list Paul gives. Because rapists are lovers of themselves, unholy, unloving, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures, rather than lovers of God. And you can read all that, New King James, 2 Timothy 3. We're in the last days, so expect more terror within. Now, Jesus warned in Mark 13 that there would be famines and troubles, and that these are the beginning of sorrows. We're in a time of troubles. We're in the beginning of sorrows. According to Jesus, a worse tribulation is coming, and that's getting closer. Now, that being said, there's actually good news. Jesus will return, and the millennial kingdom of God is going to be established. And guess what? Terroristic crimes like rape will be stopped. And you don't just have to take my word for it. I'm going to go to the Word of God, the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, and I want to read verse 9. It says, quote, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Okay? Or rape, they get hurt. For then earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That will put an end to rape. Therefore, we all need to pray, as our Savior Jesus said in Matthew 6:10, for that loving kingdom of God to come.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuis for the Bible News Prophecy Program.
This Bible News Prophecy Program was sponsored by the Continuing Church of God. For more information, including access to our free literature, visit BibleNewsProphecy.net or www.ccog.org. You can also reach us by email. Our address is BibleNewsProphecy@gmail.com.